More than 20 states have already established access to justice commissions. The commissions raise funds and distribute them to legal aid groups to help low-income people use the courts to solve everything from child custody cases and divorce to food stamp and Medicaid benefit disputes. This week, the Wisconsin State Bar presented a plan to create a similar commission in Wisconsin, but Chief Justice Shirley Abramson had tough questions for bar leaders about how it would be funded and who would sit on the commission. Abramson asked why there aren't any poverty organizations on the bar's proposed commission.
Poor people have organizations too and have voices, and they're not here. Practically, I want to see equal justice for all. And I don't want people who are poor and cannot afford lawyers, I don't want them to be second-class citizens in the court system. But I also don't want to have window dressing.
The bar proposes to spend $300,000 of its own money on the commission over the first 3 years and then turn to foundations and taxpayers after that. Legal Action Wisconsin Director John Ebbett told the court he won't support it unless there are more legal aid lawyers included on the 17-member commission. He also wants a firm commitment from the bar to raise the millions of dollars it will take to meet the legal needs of the poor.
There's no point planning a system until we get enough resources to do 30% of what we need to do. Otherwise, it really is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Bar leaders say they think they can raise the additional funds through the legislature and from foundations if they get the blessing of the state Supreme Court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.